Hi, and welcome to another edition of Pasha. My name is Godfred Boafo, and thank you for joining us for part one of our two-part series on Ebola. The Ebola outbreak in the DRC has been declared a public health emergency of international concern. The current outbreak is the 10th time it has hit the DRC, and here to tell us more about this issue is Janusz Paweska, the head of the Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Diseases at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases in South Africa.
So obviously DRC has got good experience, and you know there were a number of examples that they actually handled the Ebola outbreak. The, you know, before this outbreak, there was an outbreak also in 2018 in Equatorial province, and that outbreak didn't take longer than 3 months. Okay, they could actually manage that. But I think, you know, it was not that scale, and I think that accessibility to the patients, to communities, was much, much better there than in the Ituri or North Kivu, because these are very, very remote and not easily accessible communities. So obviously, you know, DRC has got many problems, any kind of infrastructural problems. One is obviously to find, you know, a road you can actually travel, it's difficult.
Access to the region is difficult because the infrastructure is missing. Often aid workers have to travel by helicopter to get to some of the places. The current outbreak differs from previous outbreaks because it is happening in a conflict zone.
So there's a mistrust to the national health system. There's also mistrust to the international aid.
The outbreak has been declared a public health emergency. What does this mean?
The declaration of this outbreak by WHO as the public health emergency of international concern has got a number of advantages. One is that probably there will be much more involvement of the UN system. WHO obviously has got a mandate to coordinate and to respond to aid the national response and surveillance and all this, you know, what you need to control this time of outbreak.
The declaration of this outbreak as a public health emergency will probably trigger a much better international response. It also allows the UN to improve its response. This could include providing security on the ground.
This declaration is not actually to somehow say that the response so far is not inadequate or it's actually not correct or something like that. I think the response is as it's supposed to be.
The fact that the disease is spreading in the DRC and to neighboring countries is a major concern.
The one major worry was the fact that we had this kind of a cross-border spread of cases. Okay, a month ago there was a cross-border transportation kind of export of Ebola cases from DRC to Uganda. And as you know, there were 3 people who crossed the border, and that was illegal crossing. As you know, the borders are very porous, so people very often somehow manage to not use the formal entry points, or they not screen for the temperature, and you know, they often go to other countries, like the example in Uganda. Fortunately, the situation in Uganda was handled rapidly. These people were isolated. Of the 3 people who were infected, 2 died actually in Uganda. 1 was repatriated back to DRC and also died.
Neighboring countries are on high alert, but there are no guarantees that it won't happen again. A trader from the DRC went into Uganda and he was already sick. He was repatriated back to the DRC and died a few days later. This shows surveillance is there and countries are on high alert. But there are concerns about expansion locally in the DRC.
Goma is one example, and we're talking about 2 million urban community. So that's obviously you know, a reason to be worried. But fortunately, so far, all the contacts of the Goma case, there is no evidence that anybody was infected. However, the contact tracing is not finished yet, you know, because can be only concluded after 21 days. And there was another spread more north, closer to the border with Rwanda. The risk for spreading is high nationally and regionally, but on a global level, it's still very low.
Ebola in the DRC is a major problem, and steps must be taken to deal with the issue to stop it from spreading. Thanks to Janus for his valuable insight. Thanks for listening into this episode produced by Ozair Patel. Tune in next week for part 2. From me, Godfred, chat to you soon. Bye.